Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier happy hour. And I'm happy to be joined by my bestie, Dominic Salvia. Welcome, man. How you doing?
Hey, Crudy, I'm good. Thank you. Evan on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy hour to us all.
Well, Dominic, I got to tell you, I'm not happy.
Come on, man.
About the extension of the false investigation, the contract of Michael Big Lie Gableman.
Is that what it is?
Well, it's a ruse of some sort. They're using it to throw red herrings at the elective process. And Robin Foss, man, Speaker of the Assembly in the great state of Wisconsin, Republican Robin Foss, I have not seen a capitulation like this since the Helsinki hand job.
Yeah. It is quite a fellating job that the assembly speaker is doing for the president, Crudy. You're absolutely right. As Trump does to Putin, Voss does to Trump. As quoted by Molly Beck in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, on Tuesday, Voss issued a statement announcing Gableman's office will remain open, quote, as we guarantee the legal power of our legislative subpoenas and get through the other lawsuits that have gridlocked this investigation. We are grateful for Justice Gableman's offer to reduce his salary, as we all are concerned about the judicious use of taxpayer dollars.
Isn't that a laughable statement? We're going to do a partisan witch hunt investigation for purely partisan ends. We're going to suggest the repeal of the last elective outcome.
Right.
And I'm doing it all just to satisfy the former president, keep him off my ass. And I'm doing it for you, the taxpayers, in a judicious way.
Yes. See how I am judiciously spending your tax dollars.
It's an absolute joke.
I mean, so Gableman's going to go around the state now? And decide that people dress certain ways must be a certain political persuasion, and because being a certain political persuasion, they must inherently be what? Evil, corrupt, something along those lines? I mean, what exactly is the man doing? Literally, dude. What did he do today?
I bet, and I don't know this, but I am suspicious that he probably watched like 3 hours worth of porn.
Probably. 3 hours. I don't think the man could last that long.
Well, no,
not when he's fellating everybody else. I mean, come on, you know how the Republicans work.
844-967-2789. If you got a problem with Michael Gableman being extended in his role at the Office of Special Counsel, I mean, he is Big Lie Gableman at
this point. Come on, let's call it what it is. Cyber Ninjas 2. And Cyber Ninjas actually, like, had ballots and did a process. And there, I mean, as much of a joke as that was, that Cyber Ninja makes Gableman, Cyber Ninjas is, I mean, everything you'd want in an audit, quote unquote, compared to what Gableman is doing. This makes the cyber audit, the Cyber Ninjas look stellar and efficient and professional in comparison.
How do we hire those credible clowns relative to Gableman? You see,
I mean, at least they wrapped it up. You know, hell, they found more votes for Biden. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, they quantified it with numbers that weren't greater than 100%, right? Gableman's conclusion, like 100% of all nursing home residents voted.
Right, right.
Not supported by actual math.
Well, you know, I mean, you get so excited, you can't blame a guy for, you know, rounding up a little bit.
Do you think Gableman's utilizing one of those Ron DeSantis Florida math textbooks?
I'm not sure the man can read. I mean, literally, that this is, it is, how does this guy, I mean, what an embarrassment. The guy was on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I mean, whatever expectations you have, people, please lower them.
Well, he exposed himself in the elective cycle to win his race initially back in 2008. And the Gableman race, my memory is he opened up the floodgates to the corruption of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The partisan nature of the Wisconsin Supreme Court really started with him. And I think Prosser played a big part. And I think Rogensack and certainly the new Bradley is doing her part. And Ziegler, she's done her part. But, you know, Gableman sort of opened those floodgates. He was the first and the worst. And he
still
is. Rotten
apple and all that. This is terrible. And it'd be one thing if there was some... What is he presenting? I mean, he's missed all sorts of deadlines, right? He's supposed to... I mean, how does Robin Voss justify this? Because some of the election officials are pushing back against what, you know, could be perceived as an overreach or an illegal interview. And if they want to interview him, do it in front of the assembly. Do it in public. What's the big deal? I mean, Gableman, why is it that the Wisconsin election officials or the mayors or whoever are fighting these subpoenas, all they're asking for is an open conversation? Testimony. Do it live. Do it open. Why can't you just agree to that? You want the information. Why do you got to have it behind closed doors? Gableman is the one who is not being reasonable in this regard. And ultimately, I mean, the guy's getting paid, what, $11 million, right, plus the crew he's got around him. I'm sorry, $11,000 a month plus the crew he's got around him.
You get paid $11 million, but go ahead.
Well, the way he's going, he's going to keep on doing this. Why would he stop? What is the financial motivation for Gableman to stop? I mean, maybe they should, you know, sunset this thing and put like a balloon payment on the end of it so he can wrap it up and be done. He's never going to stop. As long as the check's clear, why would you stop the ruse? You will never do that.
Well, he's spending on the full faith and credit of Bucky Badger right now, isn't he? Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Sorry to linger so often in our backyard, but some of the prime examples of corruption, they're front and center. Now they're signing the back of the napkin a la Foxconn sort of renewal contract to do ongoing partisan investigations. To what end? Doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm looking forward to the Joseph McCarthy-like show trials. I mean, why not bring it to the assembly, right? And then ask very fair and hardly loaded questions. When did you stop beating your wife? You know, I mean, why not?
Have
why not
decency, sir?
Do it up in front of the cameras.
Right. Yes.
It's all for the show, anyways, Gableman.
Yeah, but he's getting paid to not even put the show on. I mean, that's how much of a hack the guy is. I mean, he's getting paid not to show up. He's missed deadlines. His BS report. I mean, come on. At least McCarthy showed up and, you know, worked and, you know, had hearings. I mean, Gableman's not even doing that. Hey, stop by the strip mall. I want to harass you a little bit. No, you're not going to do that. Well, I'm sorry. I can't wrap up my $11,000 a month job because, you know, you won't come by the strip mall.
You know who would love those hearings? Donald Trump. The ratings machine himself. He'd think that's made for primetime kind of television. Something to take his attention away from, let's say, what the January 6th committee has in mind. Come summer prime time is going to be filled with lots of talk of January 6th and lots of video and lots of testimony. Trump's not going to like that. He's going to need, you know, maybe some baseball to watch or, you know, maybe a Gableman show trial in the state of Wisconsin, because why else would you extend it? It's an embarrassment at this point. I know the former president's pressuring the guy, and I know he's shown zero backbone. Oh, I might get primaried. Oh, okay, whatever you want.
I concur, I capitulate.
I bow down to the cheetah messiah.
And it won't matter. That's what Robin Voss doesn't understand. I mean, maybe he's just to hell with it. You know, he'll do the best he can in the terrible situation. But you play with a guy like Donald Trump, you're always, always, always going to get burned. No matter what you do, you're going to get burned, Voss. That's the lesson here. I mean, so he got Gableman in the first place to, you know, facilitate and fillet the president? Well, how's that working out for you? Right? Now you have the Wisconsin, the gubernatorial GOP, you know, splitting themselves up over this whole thing.
Do you see what's happening in the state of Minnesota? They got their Republican Party caucus, you know, the convention, the state convention coming up. And there's been so much trouble at the individual, you know, like the fifth CD or the seventh CD or whatever the case may be in the state.
Yeah.
They've had so many stop the steal fringers coming to these conventions. They're now charging people $30 to have a volunteer at the convention. They're putting money. You got to pay a certain amount of money to have your own people come to the convention. They think that's going to weed it out. but then the other part is they said, well, maybe the Republicans just so desperately need the money because apparently they only raised $46,000 on this Stop the Steal platform, the Republican Party of Minnesota in the first quarter, and the Democrats raised $2.3 million.
What?
Little disparity between the fundraising, you know, save democracy. Hell no, man. It's let's go back and hell, we're ready to steal the next election. That's the part that's troubling, Dom, is there are people out there running willing. Their platform is I will subvert the next election. I talked about David Perdue, former senator, running for governor in the state of Georgia, running against Brian Kemp. And I'm no Brian Kemp fan, but I'm certainly no David Perdue fan. The guy is running on the platform of the last election was rigged and I'll help rig the next one.
Was that him? He literally got up on the first words out of his mouth was that we
Sunday
cannot.
Night.
Yeah.
Gubernatorial debate in Georgia. David Perdue led with, you know, the 2020 was stolen and I'll do something about it. Effectively, I paraphrase the gentleman from Georgia. But we have it no different here, man. We've got a political party that's still in, and I'm not even clear if they're relitigating what happened in 2020. They're just stroking the ego of the Cheeto Messiah.
Well, they're trying to find a path.
He can't let it go.
And there is no path. That's the thing. They're trying to weed. I mean, you see this New York Times article today. McCarthy, you know, talking about Gates and some of these other Republicans as being a danger to other Republicans.
Dominic, we read reporting a week ago. John Eastman was meeting with Robin Voss in the Wisconsin State Capitol advocating for withdrawing the Electoral College, overturning the election retroactively 15 months later, dude. It's not going away. It's their party platform. And I can't wait to attend the Republican Party Convention in Middleton, Wisconsin, about May 20th, I think.
Ooh,
check your calendars. Excellent. Come back, more Devils. Make a note of it.